I'm Todd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The Egyptian church is reaching refugees from Gaza, and Chinese immigrants in the United States are getting a new biblical resource. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Sat7's program, You Are Not Alone, recently interviewed a Gazan refugee family who fled to Egypt for urgent medical care for their four-year-old daughter. Joe Willey with Sat7.
A refugee family was trying to get out of Gaza into Egypt because their daughter had been wounded. Her arm was amputated. She had fractures of her skull, her hip and leg. And then they finally got to go into Egypt. And compassionate care was given to this young girl.
As refugees flee into Egypt from Gaza, they're meeting Egyptian Christians offering aid and Christ's hope.
As I see the role of Egypt in this situation, and especially the church that is, again, shining the light of the truth of God's word, it is reflected in a way that there is help for, say, a young girl. It is reflected in a way it is helping others who are in need. And I think it's truly showing that the church is making an impact in the culture of Egypt.
And for more Sat7 stories,
you can visit sat7usa.org to learn from a perspective of people in the Middle East and North Africa, the strength of the church, the mission of Sat7. It is important to be educated. It is important to understand the world. And it is really important to understand that we have brothers and sisters in Christ who are in the Middle East and North Africa, and they love knowing we're praying for them.
In the final days of 2023, as President CEO David Reeves reflects on what the Lord did through Unfolding Word, he says his past year was
a fruitful but also difficult year. The stunning thing is, in spite of all the craziness, the Lord continues to move forward his kingdom. In spite of a war in Sudan, they continue to press ahead doing Bible translation. We hear about some of the people groups in Sudan being systematically hunted down. Yet the gospel is being proclaimed there. People are coming to Christ. The church is growing. Same thing in Iran. We've got a guy doing Bible translation in a bunker in the Ukraine.
In every location,
they have a deep sense of ownership because they did the work themselves. And in spite of what seemed just insurmountable obstacles going on around them.
Updates from these church-centric Bible translation teams read like the Book of Acts.
In the early church context, persecution was rampant. In spite of that, the church rapidly grew and expanded. Well, that's the kind of thing we're seeing in these situations.
There's still time to help Unfolding Word meet its year-end fundraising goal. We'll connect you in the full report at missionnews.org.
The first thing that we need from your listeners is prayer. The prayer hedge of protection around not only us, but the brothers and sisters that we work with.
Immigration from China to the U.S. has resumed since the pandemic. More Chinese immigrants live in the U.S. than any other country. Bibles for China sees this as an opportunity to share the gospel with those who'd otherwise be hard to reach. Bibles for China's Kurt Rovenstein.
One of the things that we're hoping we'll be able to do is to respond with a children's Bible to the diaspora.
In China, children's and youth ministry are strictly prohibited. Bibles for China plans to equip the Chinese church based in the United States with a new resource for outreach to immigrant families.
This children's Bible that we're considering printing and distributing through these networks gives us a unique opportunity to reach kids and quite honestly, maybe even parents who have never read the Bible.
Rovenstein says the ministry will also continue to support the church in China as they're able.
We're still thankful for the open doors we have in China. We're going to keep running through those doors as long as we possibly can. But we also know that people outside of China, that's a great opportunity as well to share the gospel.
And please pray that Bibles for China follows the leading of the Holy Spirit, that many Chinese families come to know the Lord through the new children's Bible. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice of the voiceless. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.